We were discussing what to report on next when we noticed a huge, gigantic, enormous snowflakes falling outside.
To celebrate our excitement about the snow, we looked up poems about winter and snow.
Here are some poems that we wanted to share with you and one that a Chickering reporter created.
So sit back and relax with a cup of hot cocoa and enjoy our winter poems.
Winter by Alex. Hands shivering, teeth chattering, snowflakes collapsing, children laughing, cookies baking, snow whispering. These are the joys of winter.
When all the world is full of snow, by Ann Ambodecker. I never know just where to go when all the world is full of snow. I do not want to make a track, not even to the shed and back. I only want to watch and wait while snow must settle on the gate, and swirling frost lakes fill the trees with billions of albino bees. I only want myself to be as silent as a winter tree, to hear the swirling stillness grow when all the world is full of snow.
Snowman by David McCourt. My little snowman has a mouth, so he's always smiling south. My little snowman has a nose. I couldn't seem to give him toes. I couldn't seem to make his ears. He shed a lot of frozen tears before I gave him any eyes, but they are big ones for his size.
First Snow by Marie-Louise Allen. Snow makes whiteness where it falls. The bushes look like popcorn balls. And places where I always play look like somewhere else today.
Snowball by Sal Silverstein. I made myself a snowball as perfect as could be. I thought I'd keep it as a pet and let it sleep with me. I made some pajamas and a pillow for its head. Then last night it ran away, but first it wet the bed.
Don't you just love winter and all the sparkling snow? Thanks for listening to our winter poems.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.